While the rate of drunk driving has decreased over the past decade or so, there are still those who just don't get it and insist on placing their lives as well as, and maybe even more importantly, the lives of others at risk. These are the ones who, for whatever reason, seem to avoid the road checks. They have people cover for them. They get chance after chance to finally do the right thing, but then they just fail to take the opportunity. My next guest is here with details about proposed federal legislation, which, when combined with new technology, will result in an even greater decrease of drunk drivers on the road. He is the Chief Government Affairs Officer for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, otherwise known as MAD, J.T. Griffin. How are you today, J.T.?
How you doing, Chris?
And, of course, the website for MAD is madmad.org. Now, this is involving federal legislation proposed by Representative Debbie Dingell, Democrat from Michigan. It's called the Honoring a Boss Family Legacy to Terminate Drunk Driving Act. It's a combination of direction, deadline, mandate for the auto industry combined with new technology. I think the most important thing is this is a system, really, if it's engaged, really has zero options.
Well, that's exactly right. That's the goal. So for over the past 10 years, and actually even before that, as early as 2006, MAD has called for the development of a passive technology that would go in the vehicle, which could detect whether or not the driver was drunk, and that's 0.08 or above. And if they were, then the car would be inoperable. And so we called for this this technology to be created, like I say, back in 2006 at a technology symposium that MAD hosted in New Mexico. Over the years, we have worked with the auto industry and with our friends on Capitol Hill to create a program whereby it's a public-private partnership. The auto industry has been working with the federal government to develop this passive technology. And we're at a point now where we think, and MAD thinks that it's time for the industry to really take what's been done through this cooperative agreement and to start commercializing the technology and put it into their vehicles. And, you know, we unfortunately, there was a horrific crash that took place in Kentucky earlier this year in January involving a family from Michigan on their way home from a vacation in Florida, and the entire family was killed.
Wow.
A mother, a father, and three kids. And Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who's from Dearborn, Michigan, basically said, you know, I'm not going to take this anymore. So we've been working with our friends on Capitol Hill, Debbie Dingell, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, Congressman Pallone, who's from New Jersey, who chairs the committee on House Energy and Commerce Committee, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. But we've been working with them and others to figure out, you know, how do we create legislation that would mandate this new technology to go in everybody's car. And so Congresswoman Dingell has introduced this legislation, which you mentioned earlier, and we think that it could literally create a technology that could eliminate drunk driving in the future.
You heard that right, for you listening, that eliminate drunk driving. That's through what's called the Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety. How does this differ from, we've talked about how ignition lock laws have been passing most recently here in New Jersey and other states. How does the Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety differ from ignition locks?
Well, an ignition interlock, and we were very proud, we worked very hard on that law in New Jersey. It took a long time to get that one passed. So we were very proud that that one was signed into law this year. But an ignition interlock is very, is punitive. It's something, you don't want one on your car. You have to physically blow into the device. It's set at a low level because people who are convicted of drunk driving aren't supposed to be drinking at all. And so with an interlock, it's definitely not passive. The idea of this advanced technology is that a sober driver doesn't even know it's there. It's kind of like your we look at it as it's another safety feature on the car, kind of like your electronic stability control. You don't know your electronic stability control is there until you slam on the brakes and you need the car to you know, to sort of work its magic to keep you from sliding or from, you know, from skidding or what have you. And a passive alcohol detection system would do the same thing. You wouldn't know it's there unless your blood alcohol is 0.08 or above.
All right, JT Griffin, who is the Chief Government Affairs Officer for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MADD.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And if I understand this DADSS technology right, if it's installed and you are over the limit of the 0.08, and that's the other thing too, it's adjustable. So if hypothetically, if a state lowered their legal limit to 0.06, these systems could be easily adjusted to adapt to that. But if it's a cold night and you want to sleep it off in your car, it will still let you turn the heat on, roll the windows up, power lock the doors. It just won't allow the car to move in any way, shape, or form.
That's exactly right. That's how the system has been sort of discussed, and what the people who are working on the DAD system have envisioned. And, you know, I think from MADD's perspective, with the great thing about Congresswoman Dingell's legislation is that, you know, it sets 2024 as the timeline for coming up with this mandate, so that the Department of Transportation would have to come up with a rulemaking by then. And, you know, whether it's the DAD technology or whether it's other technologies that may be out there, we think that there's lots of different ways that you could potentially get to this. But the way that the DAD system has been viewed is and has been discussed is that it would be scalable. So, for example, drivers who are under the age of 21 are not supposed to be drinking. So it could be scaled to where it would be a zero tolerance for drivers who aren't of age to be drinking. And that might be a feature that parents might like to have for their vehicles. And then again, you know, for states that looked at a different BAC limit. But, you know, right now, with the exception of Utah, all 50 states, again, with the exception of Utah, so I guess 49, are at 0.08.
Thinking, too, that there's two ways this is going to be approached by those who are involved in various ways with automobiles. First, I can imagine the insurance companies would love this idea because it would save them a lot of involvement in unnecessary deaths, injuries, and property damage, among other things. But I think it's safe to say there's going to be at least one auto company, at least, that's going to look at this and say, well, if the costs are going to be high, why should we subject our customers to it?
Well, that's a good question. I think, you know, one of the things that's really important for the listeners to remember is that drunk driving is still the biggest killer on the roadways. There's a lot of talk about a lot of other issues that are out there, a lot of things that we're working on in the safety community. And, you know, the other issues are very important. You know, distracted driving, drug impaired driving, you know, they're very important issues. But unfortunately, even almost 40 years now after Mothers Against Drunk Driving was founded, drunk driving is still the biggest killer. We know from research and from data that that there are still almost 11,000 people killed every year due to drunk driving. And so it represents almost a third of all traffic deaths. So when you look at, the cost benefit of safety systems, you know, this really could be the big one. This could be the way that we eliminate a third of traffic fatalities. And you know, not just traffic deaths, but injuries. There are over 300,000 traffic injuries due to drunk driving every year. So, you know, it's not just the deaths, 11,000, you know, it's the people who are seriously injured. And you know, MADD, we are here for all the victims, but I think you have to look at from the big picture perspective. I think there's already, you know, Volvo earlier this year announced that they want to get to zero traffic death with their vehicles. And you can't get to zero without eliminating drunk driving. And that's exactly what this legislation that Congresswoman Dingell has introduced would do.
And for anyone who wants to say, well, you're penalizing someone who made a mistake or had poor judgment, well, here's a stat from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration of the alcohol-related driving fatalities. Drivers and alcohol involved driving fatalities. The blood alcohol content, the largest percentage is 0.19 and more, 13%. If you go across from 01 up through 17, 18, 1, 2, 3%, the largest percentage of drivers involved in alcohol and driving fatalities had a 0.19 at least and more. So that's not someone who misjudged or made a mistake. That was someone who became stupid with intent, I guess we could say.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, one thing that's really important to keep in mind with this new technology that we're talking about, it's completely passive, but it's also not punitive. So it's not as if, you know, if your car doesn't start, it doesn't mean you're going to automatically go to jail or, you know, it doesn't call the police. Your car just doesn't start.
Right.
So it's not, we're actually keeping somebody from like you say, if you're at a 0.9, the police are going to get you. And so, or 0.19, the police are going to get you. And so with this technology, we're stopping that. And we're saying, hey, you know, you're not going to get a DUI because you made the wrong choice because the car wouldn't start. And so, again, it's not a punitive device. It's a safety feature. So, you know, it's not like an ignition interlock whereby, you know, people who get ignition interlocks have been convicted of DUI. This isn't what this is. This is a safety feature. So it keeps you from driving drunk. It keeps you from making the wrong choice. So I think that's a better way to look at it.
Once again, it's called the Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety. And as JT explained it, this literally could be, if you want to use a medical terminology, the cure for drunk driving, and it would save a lot of people who insist on becoming stupid a lot of trouble, plus the injuries that they cause, which how often have you heard the story, too, that a drunk driver eliminates a family, but for some reason they always survive those crashes, don't they? Well, this whole tragedy of drunk driving could just be coming to an end through the technology and a mandate to the auto industry, which hopefully they will accept because it certainly serves their industry well in addition. Learn more about this and other issues related to drunk driving, MADD.org, website for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We've been joined by their Chief Government Affairs Officer, J.T. Griffin. J.T., thanks for the info about this new technology and its full potential. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Chris.